Insomnia Diaspora. As Professor Wimpy was walking along a country road one day, he happened to meet up with a giant.
"Oh, well, well, aren't you a merry little fellow?" said the giant merrily. "I'm here in response to an ad in the Daily Gazette," said the good professor, adjusting his pince-nez and looking with some contempt at the rather enormous, lumbering fellow before him. "I'm headed for my new post as teacher in a rural school."
"Oh, you are a merry little fellow," said the giant, bending down to get a better look.
"And where might you be going this fine morning, your majesty?"
"I'm headed for my new post as teacher in a rural school," said the good professor, wearily.
"Well, well, aren't you a merry little fellow?" said the giant, slapping his side.
"What's the point of repeating all this?" said Wimpy wearily. With that, he raised his umbrella and tried to get past the confounded giant. He tipped his hat to the giant, adjusted his alpaca coat, pulled up white duck trousers, knotted black satin four in hand, stretched his neck far from his low-standing collar cut out from his wen.
"Begs pardon, sir, but am I on the right road?"
"Damned if I know, boy," said the giant, bursting into peals of hearty laughter.
"May I ask what you do know, my good man?" said the good professor.
"Put the blocks on 'em! Put the blocks on 'em!" called the giant with a good deal of hearty laughter.
He had to hold his sides, did the giant, with such hearty laughter.
"Put the blocks on who, may I ask?"
he said with a good deal of hearty disdain.
"Whom?"
the giant corrected, slightly leaning over his little friend, who was listening to this correction with finger raised.
"Damned if I know, boy," said Wimpy, suddenly caught up in the game and hardly realizing what he was saying.
The giant burst into peals of hearty laughter. He took the little fellow's hand and worked it up and down a few times. He had to hold his side, said the giant, with such hearty laughter.
"Don't mention this to a single soul," said Mr. Wimpy. "Promise."
The next man he happened to meet was a man on the stairs before him, with great black boots, white duck trousers, alpaca coat, and a low-standing collar cut out for his wen. The alpaca coat was standing in his way, busily checking its gold vest watch against its arm piece. He did not even pay any attention to Wimpy.
"My friend, you are standing in the way of a professor of linguistics," said Wimpy, most kindly, but a little severely.
"Oh, go fuck yourself," said the other, looking up with a squint. He shaded his eyes as the sun was just beginning to break through.
Seeing that his new friend was both impertinent and irrelevant, Wimpy disengaged himself and tried to make his way around the other. In vain.
"My friend, may I ask you why you are standing in the doorway?" cried Wimpy, wearily.
"Checking my time. What does it look like?" snapped the other, snappishly.
"Why don't you check your timepiece with the giants?" said Wimpy good-naturedly. "He's a friend of mine. I'll intercede for you."
"You!" exploded the man in the alpaca coat. The collar and wen bent down to his ear, and with a hissing whisper, the other shouted, hissing, "You! You little shit!"